At last night's work session, Superintendent Como put the initial estimate for next year's budget shortfall at $15.4 million. Next Monday, the district staff will present at least a proposed budget ceiling to the school board to accept or reject. To accomplish that feat, Como said she and her administration needed some initial advice.
We are also wanting to know from you if you're willing for us to consider using some of the fund balance to offset some of the decline. Another one of the assumptions we've made in here is keeping the staffing levels at the same, meaning the way we staff our teacher positions in the schools. We are looking at the whole idea of continuing or not continuing the same level, the computer refresh. This may be a year we need to either phase it down or not do it for a year. We just don't know.
To preserve a good bond rating, advisors have told the district to keep its fund balance for emergencies at between 3 to 5% of its property tax revenues. By evening's end, most board members were willing to consider 3.5%, but no lower. According to Janet Stokesbury, the district's chief financial officer, that percentage totals a somewhat meager $1.8 million toward the $15.4 million shortfall. Some board members seem to also accept reducing or suspending the computer refresh program, which was just under $5 million in fiscal 2009-2010. Part of the district's shortfall stems from an Anchorage Assembly resolution passed last Tuesday, advising the district to request no more in property taxes than it did in this year's budget. Property taxes are an important source of school district revenues, along with state, federal, and grant monies. The resolution does allow a 2.5% property tax increase, but only if that money is used to take over services now paid for by the municipality. It's the assembly that approves the final district budget, in particular, how close it can go to the tax cap. Last year, the assembly balked and reduced the district's budget. Como says it was restored, but at a price.
We had the slight reduction, and then the mayor overrode that, so we ended up with our budget intact. But we also ended up with quite a bit of community resentment.
That was Acting Mayor Matt Clayman, who served from January 2009 through the end of June. This year's general budget is a little over $400 million. Several times during last night's meeting, Como and various board members said it was important to launch an educational campaign about the size of its budget. That was particularly true about pass-through funding, such as for retirement money provided by the state and federal stimulus funds that are being applied to specific 1 or 2 year situations. Como says while the district would have liked to have been able to seek revenues up to the tax cap, she does appreciate the early action taken by the assembly.
I really feel that it gives us our marching orders, and I'd much rather know on the front end. And I'm trying to send a message to the community that we want to be part of the solution. We understand people are hurting right now. We understand there are a lot of people very concerned that they simply can't afford their houses. And we have to be sensitive to that. So that's what we're trying to do, is send a message early on that we want to be part of the solution.
The district plans 4 public forums this month where people can learn more about the district's budget situation and make suggestions to the staff and board members. The 2010-2011 district budget goes to the Anchorage Assembly in February for its approval. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.